आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। बोथ हाउसेस ऑफ पार्लियामेंट टू इनिशिएट डिस्कशन ऑन मोशन ऑफ थैंक्स ऑन द प्रेजिडेंट्स एड्रेस। जम्मू एंड कश्मीर लेफ्टिनेंट गवर्नर मनोज सिन्हा फ्लैग्स ऑफ फर्स्ट बैच ऑफ अमरनाथ यात्रा पिलग्रिम्स फ्रॉम जम्मू बेस कैंप। Heavy rain disrupts normal life in Delhi, causing severe waterlogging and traffic jams in several areas. US President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump face off in first presidential debate. In cricket, India storm into final of Men's T20 World Cup, crushing England by 68 runs in semi-final in Guyana. And Indian track athlete Kiran Pehel qualifies for Paris Olympics in women's 400 meters event. And now the news in detail. Both houses of parliament are scheduled to initiate the discussion on motion of thanks on the president's address today, as per convention and parliamentary procedures. After the president's address to the joint sitting of both houses of parliament, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha adopt separate motions thanking the president for the address. This is the first session of parliament after the constitution of the 18th Lok Sabha. In her address to the joint sitting of parliament yesterday, President Draupadi Murmu highlighted priorities of the government. She said the resolve to reform, perform and transform has made India the fastest growing economy in the world today. President Murmu said the centre is giving equal importance to manufacturing, services and agriculture. She also listed out government's initiatives for infrastructure development, adding that over 380,000 kilometres of village roads have been constructed in the last 10 years under the Prime Minister Gram Sadak Yojana. President Murmu said the new government is going to present its first general budget in the Parliament session, which will be an effective document of its far-reaching policies and futuristic vision, and reforms will be fast-tracked. In a nearly hour-long address, President Murmu said the government is fully committed to a fair investigation into the recent incidents of paper leaks and ensure that the guilty are punished. She said it is important to rise above party politics and undertake concrete measures nationwide to check such incidents. Talking about the Bharatiya Nyay Samhita, which will come into force from the 1st of next month, the president emphasized that now justice will get priority over punishment, which also conforms to the spirit of the constitution.
जुलाई की पहली तारीख से देश में भारतीय न्याय संहिता भी लागू हो जाएगी। अंग्रेजी राज में गुलामों को दंड देने की मानसिकता थी। दुर्भाग्य से आजादी के अनेक दशकों तक गुलामी के दौर की यही दंड व्यवस्था चलती रही। इसे बदलने की चर्चा अनेक दशकों से की जा रही थी। अब दंड के जगह न्याय को प्राथमिकता होगी, जो हमारे संविधान की भी भावना है।
During the president's address, some opposition MPs created noisy scenes over issues related to NEET examination, Manipur violence and other issues. Union Minister for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME, Jitan Ram Manchi, launched two new schemes on World MSME Day in New Delhi yesterday. The scheme MSME Team aims to facilitate 5 lakh micro and small enterprises for open network for digital commerce. On the other hand, the Yashaswini campaign focuses on mass awareness to formalize women-owned informal micro-enterprises and provide necessary support and assistance. Addressing the Udyami Bharat event on the occasion, Mr. Manchi said, in a fast-changing industrial landscape, the MSMEs need to align themselves to adopting digital and technological solutions. Speaking to the media, Mr. Manchi said, the development of individuals from the most economically disadvantaged backgrounds is contingent upon fostering entrepreneurship.
हमारे ग्रामीण क्षेत्र में या शहरी क्षेत्र में जो सबसे नीचे तबके के लोग हैं, जिनके आय का कोई हिसाब नहीं है, उनको जब तक हम प्रशिक्षित नहीं करेंगे और उनको जब तक हम सहायता नहीं देंगे, उनमें जब तक किसी प्रकार के उद्यमिता की बात नहीं आएगी, तब तक हमारा विकास संभव नहीं है। इसी के लिए ये जो हमारा विभाग है MSME आगे काम कर रहा है, और इसमें उनको ट्रेनिंग देने की बात है, उनको सहायता देने की बात है, बैंकों से जो लाभ मिलना चाहिए कैसे फैसिलिटेट करेंगे वो है।
मध्य प्रदेश चीफ मिनिस्टर डॉ मोहन यादव हैंडेड ओवर इंडियन सिटीजनशिप सर्टिफिकेट्स टू 3 एप्लीकेंट्स इन द स्टेट फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम अंडर द सिटीजनशिप अमेंडमेंट एक्ट CAA। Our correspondent has the details.
The father of the first applicants under CAA, Sameer Selvani and Sanjana Selvani, was in Pakistan, but they have been living in India since 2012. The third applicant, Rakhi Das, is from Bangladesh. So far, 61 citizens have applied for citizenship in Madhya Pradesh under CAA. At present, their applications are being examined. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while resolving the difficulty related to citizenship, tried to restore a relationship which reminds of Akhand Bharat. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The special PMLA court at Ranchi in Jharkhand extended the judicial custody of former Chief Minister Hemant Soren by 14 days. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader Soren is lodged in Birsa Munda Central Jail in Ranchi on charges of money laundering through land scam. Hemant Soren, along with 11 other accused persons, were produced before the special court through video conferencing yesterday. The next court appearance of all the accused will be on the 11th of July. Charge sheet has already been filed against them in the court. The former chief minister was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on the 31st of January after several hours of interrogation. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the first batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims from the Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu this morning. Before flagging off the first batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims, Mr. Sinha also offered prayers at the temple. The annual pilgrimage to Sri Amarnath Cave Shrine in Kashmir Valley will commence tomorrow from Pehelgam and Baltal tracks in the Kashmir Valley. Talking to media after flagging off the first batch this morning, the Lieutenant Governor said, in the past 3-4 years, a lot of arrangements have been made for the pilgrimage. He said this time also Jammu and Kashmir administration has made all necessary arrangements and security has been heightened. Ahead of the Amarnath Yatra, thousands of pilgrims reached Jammu. The first batch will travel in high security in a convoy and reach Pehelgam and Baltal base camp, where they will start their Amarnath Yatra. The CCTVs have also been installed on national highways to strengthen security and address the traffic-related issues. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023, will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide, providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on Sunday at 11 a.m. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the first episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. Heavy rainfall disrupted normal life in the national capital this morning, causing severe waterlogging and traffic jams in several areas of the city. Yesterday, many areas of the capital received heavy rainfall, providing a much-needed respite to people from the sweltering heat. Meanwhile, 6 persons were injured after a roof collapsed at the Terminal 1 of Delhi Airport this morning, causing major damage to vehicles nearby. The roof collapsed at 5:30 a.m., following which 4 fire tenders from the Delhi Fire Service rushed to the spot. A spokesperson for the Delhi Airport said that all departures from Terminal 1 were temporarily suspended, along with check-in counters that were closed as a safety measure. In Kerala, heavy rain continued to wreak havoc in the state. The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in 3 districts and yellow alert in 9 districts for today. More from our correspondent.
As heavy rain continues, large-scale agriculture damage is being reported from across the state. Severe waterlogging is continuing in low-lying regions and sea erosion is rampant in coastal areas. Landslide alert is issued in hilly regions. NDRF teams are being deployed in 9 severely affected districts. Relief camps have been opened in all worsted districts including Pathanamthitta, Idukki, Wayanad and Thiruvananthapuram. Holiday has been declared for all educational institutions today in Alappuzha and Kottayam districts, while schools that function as relief camps will remain shut in Pathanamthitta. ban on night travel, tourism and quarrying continues in hilly region. Fisher folks are warned from venturing into the sea in Kerala, Karnataka and Lakshadweep coast. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall along the West Peninsula coast during the next 4 days. The IMD said that the conditions will be present over Saurashtra, Kerala, South Interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Telangana, Coastal Andhra Pradesh, Coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Goa and Maharashtra today. In international news, U.S. President Joe Biden and his Republican rival and former President Donald Trump held the first presidential debate today. Both the leaders slammed each other over their records on the economy. Former President Trump began the debate by boasting about the state of the economy during his tenure and handling COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Biden said that he got economy that was on free fall, economy had collapsed, and unemployment rate was on 15%, which was terrible.
We had an economy that was in free fall. Pandemic was so badly handled. Many people were dying. All he said was, it's not that serious. Just inject a little bleach into your arm. You'll be all right. The economy collapsed. There were no jobs. Unemployment rate rose to 15%. It was terrible. And so what we had to do is try to put things back together again. And that's exactly what we began to do.
In cricket, India stormed into the final of Men's T20 World Cup after thrashing defending champions England by 68 runs in the semi-final in Guyana last night. Put into bat first, India posted 171 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Indian track athlete Kiran Pehel has qualified for the Paris Olympics to be held next month in the women's 400 meters event. The 24-year-old from Haryana clocked 50.92 seconds in the semi-finals at the ongoing National Interstate Senior Athletics Championships in Panchkula yesterday. The Olympic qualification mark was set at 50.95 seconds. Kiran also became the second fastest Indian runner in the women's 400 meters after Hima Das, who set the national record of 50.79 seconds at the 2018 Asian Games in Jakarta. The government of India has made a contribution of $1.16 million for Hindi at UN project to expand the use of Hindi in the United Nations. R. Ravindra, the chef d'affaires of India's permanent mission, gave the check to Ian Phillips, the director of the News and Media Division of the UN's Department of Global Communications. India has partnered with the DGC since 2018 when the Hindi at UN project was launched to enhance the public outreach of the UN in the Hindi language and to spread greater awareness about global issues among millions of Hindi-speaking people around the world. The UN produces an audio Hindi news bulletin every week on matters relating to the World Organization. The UN also maintains X, Instagram and Facebook social media accounts in Hindi, in addition to a news website. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarah. President focus on emergency, need kicks off a row in Parliament, writes in the Sun Times. The Statesman quotes the President in its headline, "Don't obstruct parliamentary work," says President Murmu. All dailies have covered the lates on the NEET paper leak case. In the Sun Times writes, "Source of NEET leak likely courier, transport firm staff," while the Times of India headlines, "CBI arrests Patna duo, detained Jharkhand principal takes over Latur case." iPhone maker shares note with centre on allegation of not hiring married women, writes the Statesman. Sensex over 79,000 on blue chip gains, news of ultra tech deal, writes in the Sun Times. And unflinching Roy awarded UK's Pen Pinter Prize, writes the Times of India, on Arundhati Roy bagging the coveted award. With that, it's back to you, Sarah.
Thanks, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Both Houses of Parliament to initiate discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flags off first batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims from Jammu base camp. Heavy rain disrupts normal life in Delhi, causing severe waterlogging and traffic jams in several areas. US President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump face off in first presidential debate. In cricket, India storm into final of Men's T20 World Cup, crushing England by 68 runs in semi-final in Guyana. And Indian track athlete Kiran Pehel qualifies for Paris Olympics in women's 400 meters event. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.